Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Hi, Lena. My name is Susan Van Noy. I had talked to somebody just a little while ago about charges that were made on my debit card that I didn't make. And I just found another one. I can give you the cancellation number if you'd like. Just tell me the information that you need.
Can I please have your zip code?
Yeah, 17015.
And your first and last name?
First name is Susan. Last name is Van Noy. It's spelled capital V, like in victory, A-N, space capital N, like in Nancy, O-Y. Yeah, I have a purchase on my account on the 8th.
I'm having a difficulty locating your account. Can I please have the last four of your card that was charged?
Yeah. 8729.
And can I have the first six of that card number, please?
Yes, it's 409311.
Okay, I found a Kurt Till.
I'm sorry?
Kurt Till?
No, ma'am. My name is Susan Van Noy.
You said 409311 8729?
Yeah. It's my card, but I'm not that person. I don't know that person. That person made several purchases on my card. I just now found it. 6732. And one for 795. One for 499. One for $3.99. That's it. And I had the $7.95, $4.99, and $3.99 just canceled by somebody
okay, ma'am.
I just talked to a few minutes
ma'am,
ago.
I wouldn't be able to get into the account unless I could verify the address on the account.
Sure. Well, my address is number 1 Peach Lane in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, 17015. But apparently that's not the same address that whatever was ordered, those items went to.
Yes, ma'am. That's not the address we have on file. I wouldn't be able to access the account. Your best bet is to contact your bank to see if they can better assist you.
I just talked to somebody and had them cancel the those charges.
And so the account is canceled, but I can't access the account because the address is not right.
I know, because those things that were ordered by that person went to that person, not me, because I'm not the one that ordered them. It was fraud. I talked to the fraud department, and I just now found another purchase done for $67.32. And I'd like to be reimbursed for that because I didn't do it.
Okay, I can trust you to the fraud department because I'm unable to access the account.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead.
Please hold. Okay, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. I'm getting you transferred over now. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.